contentment under the sea prom. They sung Donna, Larry, there was a guy named Biff. Fight a big fight. I'm getting my face kicked in. Gonna get dead. Anticipation of harm. Not something a Christian has to be concerned about, because there's no harm in serving the Lord. Some reasons that are given are, I'm not ready yet. Well, the time is now. If anyone is suffering, needs prayers of the congregation, the time is now. And especially if you have not been baptized into Christ, you need to be. You can hear the radio during the afternoon, the AM station, and they preach this gospel which is not the full gospel. Their intentions are good. Their words are pleasant. May you esteem the Lord. Say the sinner's prayer. Receive Jesus into your heart. And you'll be cleansed. And what did the man say last week? There's never been a has-been Christian. Did you know that? Is that so? No. Let's go by the apostles' reply. Men and brethren, what shall we do? Repent and be baptized. Baptism is absolutely essential. You know, after that 9/11 hoax, and that's exactly what it was. I won't go much into that, because this is likely not the place for it. But my commander came out, gave a briefing, and he said, was Muhammad a prophet? And they say, yes. Was Jesus Christ a prophet? And they say, yes. There is no likeness. There is no gelling of the gospel of God and something else. I did have somewhat of the privilege to speak about religion before my unit and use the very same scripture that Larry used today. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed. I'm not ashamed. I have no reservations at all about Islam and speaking of what it truly is. It is not of God, and it is an evil religion. You're going to fear those who may harm us because of our faith? No. For the scripture does say, who is he who will harm you if you become followers of what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed. And do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you. I'd like to interject scripture between elder newcomers reading and Deacon Dahl's of this salvation. The prophets have inquired and searched carefully and prophesied of the grace that would come to you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ who is in them was indicating when he testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. To them it was revealed that not to themselves but to us they were ministering the things which now have been reported to you by those who have preached the gospel to you. A lot was done for this salvation that is to be brought to us. And if you want to have sorrow and tears and crying, get it in now. Because where you're going, that's not going to exist, as it says in Revelation 21:4. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. It is better if you become a Christian, if anyone is not a Christian, and then you get to enjoy the blessing of associating with those who are Christians. Oh yeah, they might fall. It's kind of like the baton twirler. Everyone was in high school, right? Remember the baton twirler? Everybody's anticipating, catch it, you broke it. Oh, it drops. That's all right, that's all right. And again, everybody supports. There's a support there. And so it is in the kingdom. Everybody supports everyone else. So if you would need prayers, let somebody know in the church. And you will be strengthened. And this problem that might have been, you're going to wonder, that doesn't bother me anymore. And what we do, we thank God that He does strengthen and take away our sorrows and pains. Shall we now sing the invitation song?